Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the bar and uses this charming pickup line. Hey, what's up, girl? You like jalapenos? Because I want to be a jalapeno mouth later. Yeah. I'd buy you a drink or what? After he says that, whatever you do, don't mock him in front of his friends. Instead, mock him in private. Then when you see him later out on the dance floor, give him the number to the Loser Line so hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. Voicemails like this one.
First unheard message.
Hey, it's Ralph. I had a great time the other night listening to your whole story. And I love what you do for a living. You work with dogs. You rescue dogs. I think that's amazing. I actually am headed out of town this weekend, and I have three dogs. Three golden retrievers. They're about 2 to 3 years old. They're pretty much trained. I was wondering if you could watch them for me while I'm gone. That would be a huge help. So just let me know. I'm kind of in a rush here, and I need to find someone soon. So thanks. Bye.
I don't know if he's looking for a date or a dog sitter.
I know. It's like, so you love dogs, huh? Yeah, I do. How much do you love them? Because I need a babysitter.
Yeah, you feel like watching a couple dogs for free? They're cute. They're very cute. Let me get your phone number. Maybe we can hook that up. Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, Lauren, it's Dave. I know you told me to meet you at the Starbucks around the shopping center, but there's quite a few of them. There's like 4 or 5 that I can see. I don't really see you right now. Maybe you're in the bathroom or something. I'm hoping that I have the right one. Give me a call back. I'm here waiting for you. I'm excited.
Next message.
So he got the number to the Loser Line. Maybe she was a genius by going, I know an area where there's like 4 or 5 Starbucks all around each other. I'm going to tell him to meet me at Starbucks tomorrow and then give him the number to the Loser Line. And he actually called us back.
Really?
Yep. Here's another message from this dude.
Next message.
Hey, Lauren. I'm still trying to find you. I don't really know where you are. I was at the one Starbucks, and I figured, you know, since there's a couple of them, might as well run over the other one. Maybe I'll catch you here. But don't see you right now. And I just talked to a barista, and she was saying there's another Starbucks around the corner down the block, so maybe you'll be at that one. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I got everything right. And call me and let me know if I have the right one, please.
Next message.
This is great.
So confusing. Remember, if you want the number of the Loser Line, all you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592, and we'll give you that phone number. You can give out to somebody who's hitting on you that you would rather not have hitting on you, so they can call us instead. Oh, and look, the guy called us one more time trying to find the Starbucks.
Next message.
Hey, Lauren. Oh, I just ran like another, like, I don't know, half a mile. There's actually 3 more Starbuckses here. I don't know how many more Starbucks there could be. Like, I don't even get why people meet at Starbucks. It's so confusing. Like, now I really need the Starbucks. I need to get some coffee and re-energize. All right.
Next message. Well,
at least you got a workout trying to find the Starbucks that she was at.
He went to, because they're literally everywhere, especially when you're at a shopping center.
It's like, I got a 10-mile radius.
Yeah.
I'm going to run to every single one of these Starbucks locations, and when I find her, this date is going to be amazing. I might be sweaty and out of breath and ready for a nap because I've been running all over the neighborhood of Starbucks, but it doesn't matter. I will find her. Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, Stacy, it's just wanted to let you know I got everything set up. Everything's set. The only thing I need now is your address to meet you. But I got the bear costume for me, and I got a squirrel costume for you. Because personally, I think you would look good as a squirrel. I just think a big puffy tail on you would be really hot. But, you know, if you want to be the bear, that's cool too. Let me know what your address is, and we can go from there. So, look forward to seeing you, and Bear's excited for some honey.
Next message.
Who said that the messages that we get on the Loser Line all the time are from weirdos and creeps? I think that's one of the most romantic things I've ever heard.
Part of me thinks they weren't talking about like Halloween costumes.
I think you'd look beautiful as a squirrel with a little puffy tail. So I went out and got us costumes to put on.
Okay.
I'm hoping that was her suggestion. To go out and get costumes and then have him call the loser line. Thank you very much for giving that one out. That was a brand new loser line.